Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rabi'i, the 11th day of the month of Nisan. Oh, we are almost there. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That is ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Derek Gorman, Regional Director of NCSY West Coast, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gorman slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholem and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. And please also be aware that tomorrow will be the last Tehillim call for this week. There will not be a call on Friday on Erev Shabbos or Erev Pesach. The daily Tehillim and Chizuk call will resume on Monday, April 5th, Isru Chag, the first day after Pesach. We'll have a bit of a break, and we look forward to returning stronger and rejuvenated after the holiday of Pesach. And as a little teaser, I'm excited to share that our first call back will feature Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue. And with that, v'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gorman.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for having me back. Thank you to the leadership of OU nationally, Rabbi Hauer, Rabbi Dr. Just Joseph, Mr. Moish Bain, Naftali Herman himself, thank you. Just a shout out to national NCSY leadership, Rabbi Greenland, Rabbi Benovich, Rabbi Kibi Fried, Rena Emerson, and of course a shout out to West Coast NCSY and OU leadership, Rabbi Posey, Sally Hess, West Coast Board Chairman, Dr. Moshe Benarosh, West Coast OU Chairman, Mr. Scott Krieger, and our incredible team here on the West Coast and really all across the country for all the amazing things that we truly are accomplishing together. So Pesach is full of questions. Before we ever get to the four questions of the Haggadah, the script of the Seder itself, we have loads of other questions, like going to a friend and saying, hey, did you get that great kosher grape juice deal at Costco, the extra large bottle? Or to the rabbinic-looking person in the market, excuse me, does the plain sugar need to be kosher l'Pesach? And on Seder night, we ask questions like, where did Uncle Vinny go? Or when do we eat? And the classic from our cousin, that one that we all know, like, can we skip this part? I'm getting hungry. And then, of course, the morning after Pesach, the first morning of Pesach, that looming and really inevitable question that fills the halls of our shuls is, no, how late did your Seder go last night? Our heritage is filled with so much tradition. Some of our customs are biblical, from based in the Torah themselves. Some are Talmudic in nature. And some have developed over the years as families engage in this process of asking questions and passing down meaningful messages to our children from generation to generation. And every custom, of course, has a beautiful history and requires a real learning in its own right. There's a universal custom, as brought down in Jewish law, that on Pesach, during the Seder, we wash our hands with water before eating the karpas, the parsley. So I believe that if we dive in just right to this idea of the karpas, what is the karpas? That a deeper understanding of this karpas, the parsley, can really help us to begin to reorient our questions and get really, probably, hopefully, please God, the most out of Pesach. When examining the washing of the washing for the karpas, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen, Cook Zatzal, he teaches that Pesach night, we should be treating cleanliness and tahara and purity as stringently as if we were actually the Kohen Gadol. If we're actually the high priest performing all of the services on the day in the temple in Yerushalayim. The Rav Kook continues to explain that the internalization of this parallel shows really the power of freedom, the freedom that we experience on Pesach. Freedom, explains Rav Kook, can take a person beyond time or space. For those who know and may understand the reference, our Pesach experience, when done well, can serve as a magic school bus with Miss Frizzle. We can momentarily move from, I'm reporting live here, from Los Angeles on the west coast of America, and we can shift back in one moment to be in the Holy Temple in Yerushalayim in the year 50. Yeah, it's true we're celebrating the freedom of the shackles of the Egyptian bondage and servitude, but also we're celebrating our current freedoms and reminding ourselves and our community what true freedom can be. So continuing, Rav Kook explains that the karpas, this leafy vegetable, is a solid food. And the water that we dip it into, of course, the salt water, is a fluid. Typically, this part of the Seder goes very quickly, and there's a brief explanation about the tears of Egypt. So I want to dive a little bit deeper. He notes the practical differences between the two, that a vegetable, a solid, provides nutrients, and the fluid, the water, assists the process along. It allows the nutrients to spread throughout the body. So food is, of course, essential for human life, and water also is essential. However, it really is serving, in this case, to distribute the food, to distribute the nutrients. The water is there to serve the karpas, the nutrients that are coming from the vegetable. So says Rav Kook, the fluid in this case is simply a means to an end, and the food is the end in and of itself. This is natural for us. We naturally jump, taking the metaphor from Rav Kook, to the end of an experience. We're all naturally fueled by an end-sum achievement, like the next degree or our next accomplishment in our family or community simcha, or when we're done, then we say, oh, look, we got here. We're our children. We get a good grade. Great. We reward our children for these grades and for other finishing touches, the makabah patish, finishing each piece. Now, of course, this isn't wrong. This is beautiful, and it's really human nature. However, says Rav Kook, the experience of dipping karpas, namely the end game, putting the end game into the water, which is the process, the journey, is our rabbis halakhically obligating us to interface with the process. We can no longer simply ask, hey, how did your Seder go last night? But rather, was your Seder meaningful? What did the experience feel like along the way? How did your personal journey of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of getting out of Egypt, build you? And how can it build our community for more freedom and appreciation tomorrow? So the water, which distributes nutrients, reminds us that this journey is an essential part of the experience, not only the end game. The journey matters. The process matters. Our Torah goes out of its way to explain the happening of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, of getting out of Egypt, when it didn't need to. It could have simply said, we were slaves, and then we got out, and then we got the Torah. But it's extensive. There are details. The journey matters. As we prepare for our Siddurim, fight the urge. I urge everyone, fight the urge to only plan for the end goal, but allow the karpas and the salt water to remind us of the journey that exists along the way. In closing, if I can close with a bracha, that Hashem, please God, should help us on our journeys, that they should be joyous, and our Pesach should be filled with loads of blessing and tons of feelings of freedom. Wishing for a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. We're now going to transition to say three Kpivach Tehillim, three chapters in Tehillim. We'll begin with chapter number 23, Kpitzel Chof Gimel. We'll say them slowly. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai royi lo yechzor. Binois deshe yarbi seni, almei menuchos inaleni. Nafshi yishoyved yan cheni, b'magli tzedek l'man shemoy. Gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmoves. Loi iro ro, ki ato imodi, Shivtecho umishantecho heima yinachamuni taroich lefonai shulchon neged tzoyroi ishanto v'shemen roishi koisi rivayo ach toiv v'chesed yudafuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'veis adonai lo'oirech yonim. We continue with chapter 121, Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir l'malois eso einai el hehorim me'ayin yevoy ezri. Ezri me'im adoinai ho'isei shemayin voret. Al yitain lamoit raglecho, al yanum shoimrecho. Hine lo yanum velo yishon, shoimer yisrael. Adoinai shoimrecho, adoinai tilcho, al yad yiminecho. Yoimam hashemesh lo yakeko. V'yoreach b'layla, Adonai yishmarcho, mikol ra yishmor es nashecho. Adonai yishmor tzeitcho v'uecho, me'ata v'adolam. And the final kapitel Tehillim, final chapter, Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alois mi-ma-makim karaticho Adonai. Adonai shema b'koyli teyena eznecho kashuvois l'koyl tachanunoi. Ima voinois tishmar yoh Adonai mi-ya'amoi. Ki imcho haslicho L'ma'an t'vorei. Kivisi Adonai kivzo nafshi, v'li dvoroi olchalti. Nafshi l'Adonai m'shoimrim l'boiker, shoimrim l'boiker. Yochel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha'chesed v'arbein yofedus. V'hu yifdeh et Yisrael mikol avonai sov. We will not say Misha Berach. I'll pause for a few moments. I'll say when we can insert the names. Say them out loud. There's a power in saying the name. Anyone who's in need of healing. Misha Berach Avo Yiseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Hu Yivarech Es. Let's insert the names now. We'll pause for a moment. Bishchaze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmerei Miyatzilem, Mikol Tzar V'Suka, Mikol Nego Machla, Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha, B'Kol Ma'azei Adeihem. In Kol Yisrael Achayhev Neymar, Amen. And we'll close with Achenu. With your permission, I'll grab my guitar, as is really the NCSY way. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu. Gold is this well, and it's soon in the Zara, the Zara Uva Shivya, I'm Jim Ben Maya, Ben Maya, Bosha. Well, on a good name, Tzara Uvashivya Om Dim Bain Baya Bain Baya Vasa Tiyama Koi Mirachem Mirachem Aleyem Yoziyem Tzara Lirvoko Om Neyofeil Aleyohiro Mishivut
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Gorman. Fantastic. What a way to close it. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, L'tova, for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Avi Heller, the regional director for the OU for New Jersey and Rockland County. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.